Gurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who has so kindly opened my eyes to the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So this padyatra actually literally means to walk with one's feet, you know, pada. Like we have Prabhupada, right? Prabhupada means the person whose feet that the Prabhus sit at. You understand? In other words, someone who is actually the most exalted personality. So the word pada is actually very familiar to us. So padyatra means to go places on your with your feet. So originally in India, padyatra meant also tirthayatra. Tirthayatra means to go to holy places. The word tirth is quite interesting. It means a place that can transport you to the spiritual world. It's like crossing. It means upward crossing. Like the word avatara means to cross downwards. Did you know that? Like we say, they're avatars of the Supreme Lord. That means they come down to the material world. And so we're meant to go to tirthas, which can bring us up to the spiritual realm, up to the spiritual world. So originally, that's what a tirthayatra or padayatra consisted of. You would go to the various holy places. In fact, we find information about padayatras or tirthayatras that are thousands of years old. Did you know that? Thousands. Not just Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but even before that, in the Krishna book, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you have a famous padayatra. Does anyone know who did it? His name starts with a B. No, nobody here read Krishna book here? Balaram. So what happened with Balaram is that there was going to be the fight between the Kurus and the Pandavas. And then what happened? Balaram, he didn't want to take any sides. He wasn't happy that they were going to fight each other. So he went on a padayatra. And he visited all the holy places around India. There's a description in Krishna book about this. And, of course, one of the reasons he went on a padayatra or tirthayatra was that right before that, he had killed this big demon that was bothering the sages. Actually, not big demon, sorry. It was actually a sage who had not shown him. He also killed Balbalad, which is a demon. But he killed this Romaharshana Sutta. You don't know that story? Romaharshana Sutta was speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam. And while he was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages at Naimisharanya, who came in? Balaram. And when Balaram came in, he didn't stand up to receive Balaram. So Balaram killed him with a piece of kusha grass. And so the sages said, you'll have to atone for this. And so Balaram atoned, one by doing two things. One, he killed the demon Balvala. And the other thing was that he went on the padayatra or the tirthayatra to purify himself. So generally the tirthayatras, padayatras are done to purify yourself. Of course, another reason for padayatras or tirthayatras is to purify others. And that's also brought out in the story of the descent of the Ganges. When the Ganges was descending to the earth planet, the Ganges had several objections to coming down to the earth planet. One objection was that she was going to come down with such force that she would split the earth planet and go down to the lower regions of the universe. And so that objection was countered by Bhagirath stating that Lord Shiva would catch the Ganges on his head and break her great force. But the other objection was that when she would come down to the earth planet, all the fools and rascals would bathe in her. And they would dump off all their garbage, karma, and everything else. Like you see in India nowadays, right? You read about the Jamuna, how in Delhi they're throwing all sorts of garbage into the Jamuna. So the Ganges said, I don't want to come down to the earth planet because all these rascals are going to take a bath in me. And they're going to dump off all their karma. And so Bhagira thought for a second, and he said, yes, the rascals will take a bath in you, but the great sages on Padyatra, or Tirthyatra, will take a bath in you, and they'll purify you. In other words, the great sage, or sages, have the ability to purify even an impure place. And it's described association with the great devotees, Swarduni Nupo, Nusevaya, that's Sanskrit, which means it is more valuable than repeated bathings in the Ganges River. Very interesting. So that's another reason for Padyatra, to purify others, to give Krishna's association to others, as well as to purify yourself. So these are traditional Padyatras. So what we are doing today is with the intention also of purifying ourselves, right? I think, do we want to get purified? No. Okay, that's good.
We'll tell them.
We'll tell them. And also purifying others. It's the same two reasons, right? Because if by going out and presenting the holy name to people, whether or not people know what the holy name is, they will get purified. That's called namabash. They will imitate us. Even sometimes devotees are going on Sankirtan or Harinam Sankirtan, and drunkards are imitating the devotees. And they're chanting in namabash. And the benefit of namabash, chanting, just imitation, is liberation. Interesting, isn't it? Like a Jamil. He was chanting namabash. He was calling out for his son, Narayan. Narayan, 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 where are you, Narayan? I'm dying. And as a result, he got saved from the Yamadutas. So that's namabash chanting. So we're actually liberating the whole country. And not only the people, just like you have corn growing over there, right? That's corn? So the corn is getting liberated. Each of those corn plants is going to be a Hare Krishna devotee in his next life. Pretty cool, isn't it? There's the bug that flew by. That bug will be part of your brahmachari ashram in his next life. You know, all the inanimate and animate living entities, that means the living entities that can move, and the living entities that can't move, will actually get a human body and get a chance to take up Krishna consciousness in the next life, just by hearing the holy names. It is so beneficial. It's a prime benediction, not only for humanity at large, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, but for all living entities. So you're benefiting everyone. And so in doing so, that's wonderful. But in doing so, you're going to benefit yourself. Now, why are you going to benefit yourself more by doing this than just sitting in your room going, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, which is nice too. Because you're going to get Lord Chaitanya's special blessings. Because Lord Chaitanya himself went on Padyatra to purify people. I mean, he was able to do things that we can't do. Like, I don't think any of you can chant and get the wild animals to dance and kiss each other. Maybe Hare Krishna Das could do that, but the rest of us, you know, you take Padyatra through the zoo and you send him into the lion cage, okay? And you see the result.
Win-win.
I think I will lead to the lion.
Hopefully the lion won't be chanting Surira Vijajai. But, you know, so Lord Chaitanya had the lions and the tigers and the deer all kissing each other and dancing in Jhandi, isn't it? As he went through the Jarakanda forest. So that's Lord Chaitanya. Also, Lord Chaitanya was able to free people from disease, like the leper, Vasudev in South India. He had leprosy and Lord Chaitanya cured him by that. So Lord Chaitanya purified people. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed all over India what's called the Padatirthas, you know, which are imprints of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet wherever he visited. I don't know if anyone's visited South India and seen these Padatirthas and Tirupati and Srirangam. Everywhere you go where Lord Chaitanya visited, even Nahovalam, you'll see the imprint of Lord Chaitanya's feet that have been installed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya traveled all over purifying everybody. So We are pleasing Lord Chaitanya so much that we will certainly get his full mercy. I've experienced that too. When you go out and spread Krishna consciousness, either Harinam or book distribution or some other method of spreading Krishna consciousness, you get much more intense realization, mercy, detachment, happiness. Everything comes like it's like a tsunami, a good tsunami. Okay, it's like a tsunami when you're out there. And so this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's a Sankirtan movement. That means to chant with as many people as possible. Sankirtan also means to chant completely. So by doing this, you're all assured pure devotional service and eternal association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is wonderful. So for the benefit of the public, benefit of ourselves, it's the most wonderful thing you can do. This Padayatra, chanting the Lord's holy name. So today we are starting this Padayatra, and I'll come tomorrow morning, but today I have to go to Maribor and do some things. Unfortunately, I'm involved in ISKCON management, which means you can't always enjoy the nectar for which we are always anxious. You get the anxiety for which we are always anxious to avoid. You know, the opposite. So, and tomorrow I have some things, but I'll be here for class tomorrow morning and be able to see how much ecstasy you are all in. How you're rolling down, rolling all around in the streets and just like hairs are standing on end and crying in ecstasy. Actually, it says in the Bhagavatam, unless one tears come from the eyes, it's understood there's something wrong with one's heart. If one's chanting Hare Krishna, tears don't come to the eyes, then something's wrong with your heart there. So you're doing something wrong. So tears should be coming, especially you have the association of Shishi Gauranatai, Srila Prabhupada on the cart, and now I see Govardhan Srila. They should be decorated, have some eyes or something, or a garland or something on them. They'll be happier. Okay? So any questions? Otherwise, we're going to have to get back to. And so we have a model board today. Questions, comments, problems? So we can start now?
Aren't you just here around?
They're circling around.
Yeah, because...
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's here. That's nice.
Can you say...
Yeah, Maharaj can say. What's that?
About book distribution?
Book distribution. Oh, yeah, the importance of book distribution. Probably call that the Brihat Mridanga. I mean, obviously, you have this... The smaller mridanga you're chanting and involving so many people, but by book distribution, the movement can spread even where there are no devotees. Prabhupada described the distribution of books like putting poison into someone's body. Just like if you put poison, not that we want to do that, but just let's say you put poison into right here, then it goes throughout the whole body, right? So if you put books somewhere, anywhere, it just actually spreads, it networks, it goes to different people in different places, they give it to people, they talk about it on the internet nowadays, they share it with other people, and finally, it affects the whole culture. Book distribution, the transcendental sound vibration. Because book distribution means the words of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, which contain within them the saffron dust particles of the lotus feet of the Lord. So it's not just ordinary words. Each and every word, Prabhupada said, if you understood it properly, would have the ability to make you Krishna conscious. Because the vibration, it's vibration. Oh, we got a sadhu here. Jai. Where is he? Jai. Hey, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Jai. All glory to Prabhupada. Except my basins.
What a surprise.
If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there.
you got lost. We did too.
You got lost away? Nobody has a knapsack, buck and Derman.
Yeah.
Every day.